Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
I want to start this. I want to start this with a preface, with an announcement.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of jumping into the private lives of people and speculating about who did what and why they did this, and then, and no matter where they are in the scale of celebrity. However, the Sonia and Matthew Booth saga has just exploded. It's now being thrust into my zeitgeist, onto my plate, like an old piece of cheesecake, so to speak of. So what is going on here, guys? What is going on?
Well, first of all, I want to say that just 2 nights ago, Sonia Booth was sitting on 12,000 followers on Instagram. She's now at 73,600 followers.
What does that mean?
And counting.
What is your narrative there?
One is airing one's dirty laundry.
Gets you followers.
And people are loving it. This is like a Kumbula Kaya in real life. It is the...
So to Kira's point...
Is she justifying us talking about it?
I followed Sonia Booth
when
she had 12,000 people.
Yeah.
Yesterday I saw a notification saying Sonia Booth is live.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I nearly dropped Kai, but I was like, hey, I need to see what's happening. Because bro, everyone is talking about this. Everyone.
Okay, may I just say though, the one person who seems not bothered is a Mrs. Bongani Mthombeni Moller. She seems to be completely unaffected. Yes.
Okay.
She is the woman who's allegedly having an affair with Matthew Booth. She's the woman who took the cheesecake container home. If you're not sure with this part, you can go to ecr.co.za. The first part of the story is there.
And if you don't know part one, catch up.
Quick, 14 hours ago, Matthew Booth posted, and I'm going to give the gist of it. It is with the utmost sadness and disappointment that my wife, Sonia Booth, has resorted to airing these unfounded allegations. Continue. The matter has been handed over to my attorneys. Continue. I would like to appeal to Mrs. Mthombeni Moller and the corporates and sponsors and apologize, etc., etc. To which she writes, as in Sonia Booth says, dear legend, your legal fees are my legal fees. They're paid for by both of us. The lawyers are just winning, etc., etc. Goes on to talk about her boys and how this is coming out of their cash fund. Then she ends it with best. Umfaz, we pay, pa.
Okay.
No pun intended. And then the video.
So what happened? Yes, what happened last night?
So the video comes up also 14 hours ago.
Just to sit here.
Yes.
So Matthew Booth has come out to say this is all unfortunate
and
my lawyers
allegedly
have taken care of it.
And so this is not he's putting a Yankees and he's saying it wasn't me.
Okay.
Then a video comes out that Sonia Booth has posted. She is videoing coming out of the Virgin.
Yeah.
All right.
The gym.
Please, context in these stories.
Yeah.
And as she walks to her car, you can see Matthew Booth walking from the car. And this woman, Sonia Booth, is going ballistic.
Yeah.
She says, he has taken my spare key. He is rummaging through my car. He's trying to go through evidence. I've gone through my bags. Now he's gone through my bags. He's looking for the stuff. Then he wants to come out the gym and have a talk. It's too late. Everything is done. But this is all out for everyone to see.
It was live. It was a live Insta, bro. It was live.
And then she shared it on her post.
Oh,
so, Darren, you must know this woman is not backing down.
I want to let these people take care of their dirty laundry, but
It's good.
It's not that it's good. It's that they're thrusting it into our timeline, into our zeitgeist.
South Africa has become the laundromat.
Okay.
Look, I'm not saying that I love this for anyone, but I'm very invested.
Are we going to update the video on our website?
So our website is continuing this. Just because, you know, these are South African people that are just...
So, episode 2 of the Booth drama on our website, ecr.co.za.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.